بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. انشاءاللہ وی ول کنیکٹ دا آیات آف ٹوڈے ود دا پریویس آیات. لاسٹ سنڈے وی اسپوک آن دیٹ دس سورہ المعارج واز دا آنسر آف دوز نان بلیورس ہو یوز ٹو سے دیٹ دیئر ول بی نو عذاب, نو قیامت, no day of judgment, and they used to ask it as a question, but their intention was to making fun of that, mocking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answered their questions and he says that you people look at this, it's very strange and very far, that is nothing going to happen, but we see it as very close, very near. And now today in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing some situation that what is going to take place on that day. These are the realities, the facts of that day. So he says that yawma, the day will be, takunu sama'u, when all the horizon and all those things that are in the space, everything, sky and everything, it will become like a molten brass, kal muhl. So muhl is brass that is melted. Yes, molten brass. And some other mufassireen, they have said that you see the oil and the bottom portion of the oil, that is murky oil, so that is also called muhl. So everything will be perished and it will become like either a murky oil or like a molten brass. So this is completely destruction, everything will be destroyed, perished, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another earth that will be different from this earth, and heaven that will be different from that heaven. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِهْنِ, and on that day the mountains, al-jibal is means mountain, they will be like carded wool. It will be like wool, that is carded wool. So mighty, huge mountains with huge stone and rocks, but they will be crushed like the powder. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِهْنِ وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا, and on that day no friend will ask about the other friend. And Hamim is not just the regular friend. Hamim is the type of friend that is very close friend. Very close friend. That is called Hamim in Arabic. That the one who is always with you, who is always ready to help you in this world, those very close friends, they can sacrifice everything for you if they really and truly love you. But on that day, especially, is the talks about in the reference of the non-believers. For the non-believers, no friend, no relative will help anything, and no one will ask anyone. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا, so one hamim will not ask about the other hamim. That's why the word is two times, hamimun hamimah. No friend will ask about the other friend. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ, so there was a confusion or a question that on that day these friends will be looking at each other, they will know about other friends, or this will be the situation that they cannot see each other. You know, when you see, then it is more probable that you will help. But if you are not seeing someone, how you will remember that person, right? Out of sight, out of mind, as they say, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, no, this is not the fact. They will be looking at them. And each friend will be looking at the other friend. Yubassarunahum. So yubassarunahum is from basar. They will be looking at them. But despite of that, no one can help the other person. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ إِذٍ بِبَنِي. يَوَدُّ means love or like. Every mujrim, mujrim, the person who is criminal, culprit. So all the culprits in this dunya, when they will be on the day of judgment, so every mujrim will love, will like that I wish that I should be ransomed and I will be escaped from the azab, from the punishment of that day. With whom? With his own children, with his own son, that I can sacrifice my all children and I can save myself from this punishment. What could be the biggest ransom than the offering of his own children? Just the opposite. If you imagine in this world, all the parents, if there is a kind, the situation of difficulty, all the parents, they sacrifice themselves over the children. They protect the children. And on that day, they will wish, they desire that I can ransom my children so that I can save myself. Law yaftadi, law means I wish, yaftadi ransom, fidya, min azab, from the punishment of that day, yawmi idin, bibani, with his children, wa sahibatihi, and he can sacrifice his wife, sahiba means wife, so he can be ransomed from his wife, wa akhi, and from his brother. وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُوِيهِ, and from his whole tribe. Fasila, all the relatives, all the friends, everyone. And it is from some Arabic custom and culture also at that time. If you see the history of that 7th century, the Arab people, they were very much close and attached to their each and every tribe. And whenever if one person, one individual is in trouble, so the whole tribe was there to help him, to support him. The whole tribe was fighting on behalf of this person and protecting, right? And that individual is also running to the tribe to get the help. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَصِيلَتِهِ, his whole tribe, أَلَّتِي تُوِيهِ, the one who was giving him shelter in this world. Allati tu'vi. So tu'vi awa yu'vi, it means giving protection, shelter, refuge. So the same tribe that was giving him shelter and protection in this world, no one will be there. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ. And not only that, not only the family or the children or the wife or the tribe, even everyone who is in the world, woman fill earth, everyone who is in this earth, any the entire world, the whole world, if they would like to help that person, summa yunji, so that they can save him, they cannot. So, if you would like to ask any word, you know, in individual word, you can ask me. Takun will be. Kana yakunu, it means to be. So, on that day when the heaven will be.
And yawmi here is idafa with azabi.
Yes, Yabafa, very good.
So, what's the difference?
Okay, there meaning-wise no difference. Same meaning. It's the grammatical structure. He just used a term in Arabic that's called idafa. Idafa means a relationship of possession or belonging. When you say that these keys are mine, my key, my car, my home, that is called in Arabic idafa. So when you make this type of sentence in Arabic, so the first noun is called mudaf, the second noun is called mudaf ilay, and the rule for mudaf ilay, the second noun, that it has to be ending with kasra, e sound. So we cannot say yauma. So this is the only grammatical structure in this ayat, that's why it is yawmidin. Elsewhere, whenever you read this word, it is without idafa. So without idafa always will be yawma.
So Imam, yawmidin is two words here?
Two idafa, yes.
No, the yawmi idim is two.
Yeah,
words.
Two words, yes.
Okay.
Because yawm means day, is means that, that day. So these are two words, yes.
Yunji means.
Najat from najat, saving. So, waman fil ardi jamiyan, and everyone who is in the earth, jamiyan. Jami means all of them. Summa yunji, and then those people can save him, give him najat and salvation. So najat means salvation. So this ayat also contradicting and rejecting the idea of salvation, that especially the Christian people, they think that Isa alayhi salam, he is our savior. He will give us the salvation. You believe in him as your Lord and he will save you. He will give you the protection, or he will give you the salvation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no. Everyone who is in this earth, if you do not have iman, if you do not have the faith, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is demanding, that you are not making any associate or any partner with him, then the entire world or any creation cannot save you. Okay. Sadaqallah.